At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
No, it happened.
What
Carson was talking about. I was eating a Jolly Rancher, and he goes, I can't stand those. They stick to my teeth.
Oh.
And now the back end, dunk.
And then it hurts because it's like lodged on your teeth. You get your other teeth like stuck on it. You try and pull it apart, and it feels like it's going to pull your teeth out.
I think I just pulled out a filling. Man, those are strong. Okay, anyway. This makes me feel better about me. You know, a lot of people gave me grief that I got on semi-glutide and, oh my God, so just, you know what, Jamie, just work out, just eat better. Oh my God, you're cheating, whatever. Suck up on these. Anyway, Serena Williams is on semi-glutide.
I wonder why. She doesn't look that.
She says that she has tried dieting, she's tried exercising, but after the births of her two children, she cannot lose weight at all, so she went with semi-glutide. Now, here is a professional athlete, right? Ripped and shredded, and she's on it. That makes me feel better about me. It's like I'm a professional athlete.
The only problem is, when she goes to play tennis again, she's not going to be able to see the ball.
Because it gets
her vision. Her vision's going to go out.
Yep. And then she's going to have
kidney failure.
And she's
going to look good.
Well, unless she gets that Ozempic ass.
Yeah.
They say that there's that Ozempic ass.
I think she already has that.
No, she does. She got a big old good butt.
Yeah.
Muscular. It's muscular. Yeah. That would be sad.
Muscle shouldn't go away, though. She'll be okay, I guess.
Anyway, she just admitted that she is on semi-glutide. I don't know if I would even tell people, but maybe she just wants it more accepted, I guess. She said after two kids, she could not lose any weight, trying everything, diet, exercise, all that. And here's from a performance girl who knows how to eat right and do all the exercise. Yeah.
She's been training her entire life.
Exactly. So.
Yeah.
Validated.
Yep. So am. Speaking of tennis, there's a tennis player. Her name is Sasha Vickery. She's a professional tennis player. Again, it's Sasha Vickery. I guess she has some side action as an OnlyFans member, a participant or whatever. And she will only date men after they make a $1,000 deposit in OnlyFans.
Wow. Only be considered.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
No, it's called a hooker. Pretty simple.
Well, I guess maybe it is.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah.
Just called a hooker.
$1,000. You have to put $1,000 in her account before she'll even talk to you. All right. Brooke Hogan claims that she heard that the body cam footage will shed light on her dad's death, but they won't release it.
You know, I've got this friend down there in Florida that's big friends, was big buddies with Hulk Hogan. You know who I'm talking about, Jamie.
Yep.
He's saying the same thing.
He is?
He's saying there's something suspicious here.
No, there's
not. I don't understand. I don't follow it either. I don't get it either. But he is saying that also on his show down there.
Has he heard the audio?
I don't know what audio you're talking about.
Well,
but
of the body cam. the footage.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what he's heard. I don't know what he's seen.
No, they said they're not going to release him.
I don't think anybody's seen that.
Yeah, it says, she says that police body cam footage and 911 calls from the day should show new details, but those records aren't publicly available.
Look, Hulk Hogan was surrounded. Here's what I know. All right, Hulk was surrounded by probably 15 to 16 people that were really close with him, okay? And there were probably half of those people calling shots for him. They knew his medical situation. They knew a lot. This guy somehow knows one or two of those guys that are spilling the beans. There's more to this than what you're being told. Now, I don't know what the truth is, but it's almost like they're searching, being his daughter, Brooke, and this guy here that I'm talking about. It's almost like they're implicating somebody intentionally, either didn't take care of Hulk Hogan or intentionally killed him.
Like the wife?
I don't know. It's just bizarre.
Well, he had atrial fibrillation or whatever.
Fibrillation, yeah.
Yeah. So
he had a heart condition.
Yeah.
Okay. He had leukemia, right?
Uh-huh.
He had cancer.
Yeah.
I mean, it was mild at the time when he died. But I don't know. I think the guy died of a heart attack.
Well, police, I guess, have shut the case, and they said there's no sign of foul play.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Maybe they're thinking that somebody slipped him some drugs or something.
Maybe.
Because they keep talking about an autopsy, okay? An autopsy would find certain things in your system.
Yeah, like Visine.
Yeah, like Visine. Well, I don't know if they're looking for Visine.
Maybe. You don't know.
I don't know. You're right. I don't know.
It's Visine.
Could be rat poison. Could be anything.
Yeah.
So maybe they're thinking that somebody poisoned him.
I don't know. Sorry, I turned on the heat accidentally.
Oh, yeah. And it does get hot.
It's like a terrarium in there.
Oh, when it's hotter in here than it is outside,
that's a problem. Sorry, it says 83 in here.
Oh, man.
I feel like one of those elementary schools. We need to go home early. Too hot here.
I was freezing. You guys keep it freezing in here, so I turned on the heat just to give it a little, and then I forgot about it, and it's 83. Woo, sorry about that.
You know, with this Hulk Hogan thing,
yeah.
I think it's going to always go down as suspicious.
You know?
How the whole, how they say Elvis is still alive and Michael Jackson. Hulk Hogan's going to be one of those conspiracy theories forever.
I don't know. I just.
Because his daughter's keeping it alive.
Yeah, that's true. She is.
I mean, that's somebody pretty close to him.
Apollonia. Do you guys remember Apollonia from Prince, Purple Rain, that whole thing?
Do.
This is a weird story. I guess Apollonia is taking legal action against Prince's estate because they are now trying to, she's used that name, Apollonia, for over 40 years across music, acting, podcasts. It's her name, right? It feels like it's her name. Well, the Prince estate recently filed a trademark application for Apollonia covering clothing, entertainment, music, and they're trying to cancel her existence. Isn't that weird? Why would they want her name as a trademark?
Kind of her fault. She should have trademarked it.
Yeah, that's
long time ago. I mean, it's been since, what, the 80s?
Yeah.
I mean, why didn't she do it? I mean, maybe they're on to something here.
So the case is pending in U.S. District Court right now.
I mean, you don't know Apollonia without Prince.
Well, that's true, too.
So I could see his estate owning that.
Who is his estate?
Didn't he have a sister or brother or something? A sister,
I
think? Yeah.
I've always wondered who that, you know.
He's put some people in charge.
Okay. All right. Shaquille O'Neal is going to fight somebody. Oh, boy.
What?
Yep. NBA legend Shaquille O'Neal has agreed to a celebrity boxing match with Charlie Mack Alston. I don't know who this guy is. I guess those two have had a long standing fight, a rivalry. And then Charlie Mack said, all right, let's take it to the ring. And then Shaquille said,
he does not need to get in a ring with anybody.
I know.
That guy can't even make it from his desk to go poop on the NBA show.
I saw that.
Did you see that video?
I did see that. Yeah.
Did you see how hard it was for him to get up to go poop?
Yeah.
He can't fight.
Although, when you have to poop like that, and like, let's say you're in your car and you get to your house, something happens where you're like, oh, I can't walk anymore.
Yeah, seriously.
Your shorts start talking to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like,
bring
come
it
on,
on,
just stay in there, buddy.
Bring it on. You're begging
you
it too hard.
You can make it five more minutes.
Yeah, I don't think this is a good idea for him to get in the ring.
But,
I mean, a guy like him could literally have a heart attack.
He's boxed before Oscar De La Hoya, I guess, and Shane Mosley. Come on. So now he's good, but I don't know who this guy is.
Stunt.
350 pounds of pure Shaq power.
Yep.
He's 7'1". Thank you for pulling that up.
How big's the other guy?
6'6". He's still big.
Yeah. He's pretty good size.
Yeah, and how much does he weigh there, Shmuel?
315. Yeah.
Big boy.
It looks like he's like a producer from Philadelphia.
It says he's like entertainment.
Like a promoter.
Oh,
yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, I guess they're...
Well, who wants to see it, though?
I don't know. These are good questions.
I don't know who wants to buy that or see it, if it's even pay-per-view.
Here's what Shaq responded via Instagram. You name the time and place, and I'll be there.
Uh-oh.
Or...
right after I poop.
Right?
Yeah.
Poor guy. Let's see here. That one doesn't matter. There's a bunch of, like, airline issues. Did you see all these different people? One guy, he got completely naked at Boston International Airport. He took off all his clothes, even his pantalones. Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, and then he just laid on the floor.
Laid on the floor.
All right.
For no reason.
Yeah. Is he trying to get an upgrade or what?
I don't know. They hauled him off, but he was stretching earlier. He was doing calisthenics, and then he just decided to free everything.
Good for him.
Yeah, I don't know.
They should be allowed at the airport. It's a very stressful place.
It is a stressful place. Yeah. And then another lady, a woman attacked a Southwest Airlines gate agent. Now, I kind of get this one. I would never do this, but she didn't get called from the standby list for 3 consecutive flights.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Is she the one that bashed the computer monitor?
The tirade is epic, and she hung around for like 10 minutes just circling. And like, you see the 2 Southwest employees, and they're like running away from her, and she's like chasing them.
But you get it. If you've ever been flown standby, one night in Tucson, myself and my girlfriend, we waited for I don't even know how many flights. Yeah. We finally had to get a rental car.
I've waited 3-4 hours.
Yeah, we could not get out of
there. My mom and I got stuck in Seattle. We had to spend the night in Seattle because we didn't get on. And I was in a full suit because my grandma, she worked for United. So if you're on a buddy pass and you're flying standby, you have to dress up. So I was a 15-year-old in a full-blown suit sleeping at the Seattle airport because I was trying to go to a hockey tryout. And we didn't make the cut.
Oh, no. So you didn't even make the tryouts?
No. We made... I missed it.
Yeah.
Because we had to spend the night in Seattle.
Wow, what a disaster. So I kind of get her rage after waiting for 3
consecutive
flights, but I wouldn't do that. I mean, that's a little kind of crazy, I guess. And then finally, no, you don't care about that. There you go, Tabloid Trash.
That's it.
Yeah.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Tomorrow morning, BJ, Jamie, tote bag drop. We will be in Parker tomorrow.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Heat wave. We're talking 98 degrees today.
Yeah, it's supposed to break some records, even in Fort Collins, I guess. I don't know why they hooked that one out, but they did.
Man, do I have breaking news.
Whoa, okay.
Sit back and listen, folks.
All righty.
Not you. You don't have to sit back.
Oh, okay.
Just you driving your car. Well, don't sit too far back. It looks like we have a brand new batch of bags coming in. More bags, more stops, more destinations, more places, more winners, more people. This logo, BJ and Jamie, is going to be everywhere. Boss just came in.
These are grocery bags. These are
tote bags. Tote bags.
These are grocery bags.
Our tote bags will be sponsored by somebody that's actually going to pay for them. And that person is going to make that plan today. And the bags could be here by next week. So we don't miss a single Friday out there on the street with Schmidl, Carson, Wacky, whomever. What was her name?
Tricky Vicky.
That's right.
Not Wacky Wendy.
Well, I get carried away. The bag news is just like eating me up here. Is that some great news or what? Great news.
Yes.
Is that not just killer news?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Shopping bags.
Schmidl, where's your excitement?
I'm super excited. Yeah. He said there's a new pocket on the side and stuff, right?
What?
Didn't he say there was like a pocket on the side of the other ones? No.
No pocket.
I thought I heard him say that.
No pocket.
Now you're coming up with different compartments in these tote bags?
It's not tote bags. There's nothing toting about it. You can put like one egg in it.
I just thought your excitement level would be a little bit higher.
Sorry.
Yeah, they're grocery bags. We're on the side of a grocery bag. Our name is on the side of a grocery bag.
That's good news because there's a lot of places out there like in Louisville, you know, Longmont.
Oh, God, here we go.
Man.
Castle Rock.
Oh, Breckenridge.
Breckenridge. let's go up to Golden. You know, there's so many places we haven't hit yet, and now we're going to have that opportunity.
Oh, I can't wait to hear Carson's horrible phone tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part.
That should be killer. That should be killer. So tomorrow's going to be just absolutely a blowout in Parker. Mm-hmm. Better yet, we're not done. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yippee.
We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We won. We won in the Powerball last night, folks.
Yeah, we did. Big bucks, you guys. I don't think we've hit ever this big, have we?
No, I don't. I don't remember. Okay. I don't remember, but I will say this.
Yeah.
We're still here.
Yeah.
We still came to work today.
I mean, that
we still did
something.
A show for you, even though we are Powerball winners.
Yep.
The jackpot's still $700 million.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, we didn't win that.
No.
But we got some of the consolation prizes.
We did. We hit a few numbers.
Yeah. And we're still here. We're not going to say how much we hit.
Now, did anybody do the...
Like, I don't want people following me asking for, like, your little pocket change or something, you know?
Do we know how many were in it? Has anybody done the math of how much we actually get?
30 people, I think.
30?
Close to 30 people.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Because it was $3 a ticket. Is that right? $3 a ticket. Is it $2 a ticket?
$2 for Powerball. Yeah. $3 if you get the Power Play.
Do we pay for the Power Play?
No, I think we just get straight Powerball.
We do?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. All right. We're going for the big boy, right? Anyway, Jamie, back to you. So somewhere between, let's say, 25 people in it. So we're probably looking at, I don't know, 12, 15 million each?
Yeah.
If we hit the jackpot.
Yeah. Or Yeah.
But if we go with what we won last night, we're looking at about, I think I computed 27 cents each.
Okay, that's what I came up with.
Perfect.
I came up with 22 cents.
Did you?
Yeah, 22 cents.
Oh, I overcalculated.
Yeah, 22 cents.
Okay, I'm not as rich as I thought.
You're generous.
We literally, in our office pool, won 22 cents each last night. Yeah, suck on it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, take that, pal.
What are you going to do with yours?
Don't tell me I can't win.
What are you going to do with yours?
Oh, I don't know. I thought maybe about asking you if I could borrow yours.
22 cents.
Get some gum.
What can you get for 22 cents?
You can't even go to one of those, like, one of the little toy dispensing machines because it takes 25 cents.
25 cents. Oh, my God, you're right. We can't even get a toy.
Those are 75 now.
What?
Yes.
What?
Go to the grocery store. Yes.
Oh, my God.
They're 50 to 75 cents.
To get, like, a sticky hand?
They take 3/4. Sticky hands.
Love the sticky hands.
They're sweet.
3/4.
Wow. All right. Yeah. So what can we get for 22 cents?
Well, the three of us could put our money together and get a sticky hand.
No, I know. I understand that. But in real.
I don't know.
What can you get for 22 cents?
Nothing's a dime. Nothing's 15 or 20, right?
Oh, my God. This is just sad.
Spadell. Don't send this one over either. We'll do tomorrow for you so you can send them over.
Right.
But today, I wouldn't send anything.
We're not going to.
Yeah, we're kind of bummed we didn't win, you know? And I think a lot of people get their expectations up. And it's hard to recover the next day.
Maybe like one of those blow pops, you know, when you leave those restaurants and they're like, put the money in here and get a blow pop and give it to charity.
Well, if it's you know, whatever you want to give, you can buy that for 22.
Okay. So that's good.
You know, I will say this, though. It is disappointing because I love the lottery, all right? And I'd love to win it, obviously. But it does make you feel better that nobody won.
It does.
I mean, it could be a lot worse this morning.
Although Schmidl's doing a dance because he didn't put his $10 in, and that kind of is irritating.
It is irritating. Yeah. You know.
Well, I mean, I saved $10.
Okay, you can buy more with your saved money than we could with what we won. Oh, my God. Think of it like that.
All right, well, get your tickets. Next drawing, $700 million. BJ
and want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Jamie.
Well, there you go. There you go. That's what you get for a Thursday, folks. There you go. There you go. You doing anything today besides trying to stay cool?
I am cool, man. I'm cool.
No. I mean like temperature cool.
No, I'm cool.
I'm not. I don't mean attitude.
I'm just cool.
Be careful, folks. Don't get out there. Don't run.
And we
don't
have an air quality alert. Yeah, until 4 p.m.
Don't even walk your dog today. Let the dog rest.
No, you gotta walk your dog.
No, the asphalt's too hot out there.
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
Right. You do it right now. You're good.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Okay. Too hot to walk the dogs.
Walk the dog, yeah. Right.
Yeah. It is. All right, you guys have a great day. Enjoy. The heat is on. We will see you back here tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday. The weekend's here. All right, take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.